From the album Three Flights from Alto Nido, that's Greg Laswell, and he's joining me in the studio. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Hello. Thank you.
Song writing as metaphor for life and relationship. Is that kind of what I'm reading into that song?
Yeah, indeed. Quite literally.
So this is creating a song that is creating relationship and explaining how it should be sung and how it should be played.
Yeah.
Is it working? Is the relationship sounding as good as the song?
No. The song is much better. It's usually the way it works out.
Well, I've been listening to your three most recent releases, two full-length albums and an EP in my studio this week, and noticing a definite change in sort of tone and mood from Through Toledo down to Three Flights from Alto Nido. What's happening? One seems sort of bleak and the other bright, if I may.
Yeah, which one seems bleak?
Through Toledo.
Okay.
I mean, even the bleak songs, the breakup song, Days Go On, has got a poppy dance beat from Alto
Nido.
I'm
in a much better place when I wrote Three Flights from Alto Nido than I was when I did Through Toledo. So, you know, that probably is the best explanation. There's a little bit more hope in Three Flights from Alto Nido.
When you're writing songs, where do they come from? Is it an idea first, or a tune, or an irresistible set of words?
You know, it's all sorts of things. It's different for each time. Sometimes I'll have a song that's just music for a really long time and with no lyrics, and then I'll wait for the right lyrics to come along and plug them in. And sometimes I'll have like a lyric written in my, you know, BlackBerry for months and not have any music to plug it into. So it's kind of a it goes both ways.
The BlackBerry reminds me of something. You're sort of the poster boy for new technology in songwriting. You used Rock Band to do the, is that right? GarageBand. to do the promotional versions.
We'll do the next record on Rock Band.
Yeah, we'll do the next record on Rock Band on Sony PlayStation 3.
So long as it's not Accordion Hero 2.
Yo, yeah, right.
There is such a thing.
Is there really?
Honest to God.
Really? Oh, wow.
They've got a Those Darn Accordions track along with Frankie Yankovic and all the traditional.
That's just going
people.
Too far. I think that's officially going too far. Yeah, no, I demoed my last album on using GarageBand and just on my laptop. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan of technology. I write my lyrics on my BlackBerry and I record it on my laptop. I'm very...
very folk. Yeah. Perfectly appropriate for this folk music show.
Indeed.
When did you actually start writing and singing? I know you started performing out fairly late, you know, after you got your college degree.
Yeah. I started writing when I was, my first song that I ever wrote was in my senior year of high school, and did a lot of writing throughout college, you know, I was terrible at first, and so I kind of used college to start a few, you know, embarrassing bands, and and then really just only got serious about it, really, really serious about it, about 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
We would like to hear another song live, please.
Okay.
We have in the studio Greg Laswell and his electric guitarist, Brandon Walters, what shall we hear?
This one's called Sing Teresa Says.
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, thank you.
While I gather all my things, and I will call you in a couple of days. I can hear the June bugs approaching, a damn army of them in my brain. In my brain, in my brain. in my brain. Sing Teresa says, sing happy things. Sing Teresa says, if I do everything, one day a man will spring worth loving. Worth loving, worth loving, worth loving. All of my friends fall from the sky now, many more than I ever thought I had. Everyone is sharpening up their angles, and all I really want. So sing, Teresa says, sing happy things. Sing Teresa says, if I do everything, one day a man will spring worth loving, worth loving, worth loving, worth loving. Ba-da-dum, ba-dum, 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 ba-da-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Ba-da-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Sing Teresa says, sing happy things. Sing Teresa says, if I do everything, one day a man will spring worth loving. Sing Teresa says, sing happy things. Sing Teresa says, if I do everything, one day a man will spring worth loving, worth loving, worth loving, worth loving. Ba-da-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Ba-da-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-dum.
Sing Teresa Says is the song. My guest in the studio, Greg Laswell, with guitarist Brandon Walters. Lovely, lovely song. I understand it came to you in a dream of your grandmother?
Yeah, I dreamed that she came to me and told me to write happy songs. So I wrote another sad one.
but with a lovely harmony that I'm sure would make her happy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very hard for me not to add another third above it on my mic.
Oh, you should have.
My guest last week had just had a song played on Grey's Anatomy and was saying, yeah, it was nice, but it didn't really change her life that much. You've had four on that show, including one that they commissioned you to write. What does TV airplay, what effect, if any, does it have on your music and your notoriety?
A lot, actually. Every show that we've done since, at least one person has come up to me and said, you know, I found your music through my favorite show or something like that. And I get emails on Facebook and MySpace all the time saying, you know, I found you through this show or that show. So it's kind of the new, the newest version of radio. It's like how artists are getting broken, you know.
There isn't a national radio anymore.
Right,
you
right.
Know, it used to be there were national, you know, Mutual and CBS. You could be heard from coast to coast,
right,
if you were on radio. And now you've got to go out to Eugene, Oregon and play the Saturday morning folk show on KLCC. And right. That just gets you West Central Oregon. So, yeah, I was wondering whether that coast to coast exposure. The other thing I noticed, a good many years back, about the time that Fox Network started putting pop music on their shows, that they also started giving you a bibliography at the end of the show. They would would actually tell you who they'd played and what their website was.
Right.
Do you get that when you're on Grays or on other shows?
Yeah, on Grays, two of the times they gave us, it's called an ad card, and at the very end of the show, they say, tonight's episode featured Greeno. and so they gave that to me two of the times, which was nice.
Well, one of the things I've always noticed about listening to music is I tend to get images or stories in my head that are suggested from my experience based on the music. Does that get interrupted because they're already connecting it to a story they saw on television, do you think?
For the listener?
Yeah, for the listener.
You know, I think... perhaps with this especially this last song, it was a pivotal time in the show, and so I think a lot of people's favorite character, you know, I mean, it's not clear what happened to her, but you know, they connect that song to that, you know, quite dramatic moment in one of their favorite TV shows, and so it's, you know, it'll always remind them of that. And a lot of times it's, you know, it's their first time hearing me. So I think, but, you know, for the people who hear it first and then see it on a show, I don't think that would get in the way.
Does it affect the way that you write, knowing that somebody's trying to fit it to a story or an image?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't know when they came to me, I didn't really know a whole lot about the show. They gave me like a very, very brief description of what type of song they wanted, and so but I still wrote a song as if I was writing it for myself. I mean, it's very much the lyrics of it you know, completely apply to my own experience and what I'm going through now, so it's actually probably a good thing that I didn't know that much about the show, because that might have made it more difficult in a weird way.
Well, shall we hear the song?
Sure.
What is the song's title?
Oh, is it the song off of Grace? Or,
Or
this is a song that was played on Grace.
Okay.
It's not that. This one's called How the Day Sounds.
Okay.
Get my capo on here. All right, here we go. This easy, I was a long, long way off. And just like that, it's over. Everything that I knew of love, I was a long, long way off. And I think I like how the day sounds, like how the day sounds through this new song. Opening the window, the sky is clear as my mind is now. I was a long, long way off. Thank you for opening the window. It's much brighter than the night I hid in. I was a long, long way off. And I think I like how the day sounds, like how the day sounds through this new song. And I think I like how the day sounds, like how the day sounds through this new song. From a long way down, that's well worth the time that it's taken to get here now. That's well worth the time that it's taken
put on. So go ahead and bang a gong. Nothing can drown out the sound of the whisper of my new love. And I think I like how the day sounds through this new song. And I think I like how the day sounds through this new song. Through this new song. And the lines have all been drawn. I know where I belong, where I belong, where I belong. And the lines have all been drawn. I know where I belong, where I belong. And I think I like how the day sounds, like how the day sounds through this new song. And I think I like how the day sounds, like how the day sounds through this new song. Oh, won't you sing along? Oh, my love, won't you sing along? Oh, won't you sing along? Oh, my love, won't you sing along?
Greg Lasswell on the Saturday Cafe. He and his band will be performing tonight. Pete and Jay opening at the Wall Hall, 8th and Lincoln Streets in Eugene at 8 o'clock. Thank you guys so much for being on the Saturday Cafe.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.